Good morning. Last week we went through there are different levels of the concept of Lifnei Iver. In a case where without your help the Isser simply will not happen, that is a question of Lifnei Iver D'oraisa. If it'll happen regardless, but you're helping out, you're passing the Nazir some wine, but even if you don't, he'll get it anyway somehow, that is a question of Misayeya, which is Rabbanon and has various other kulas. Last week, what we focused on is the concept of being mechazik de over avera, that even giving verbal chizuk, if while someone's doing an avera, you give him verbal chizuk or you help him in any chizuk, even though you're not directly helping him do the avera, the very fact that you're encouraging him, that itself is being mechazik de over avera, and that will be usur as well. Now, that being said, we start over from Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Meish of Dover, that you have some cases where what you're doing makes absolutely no difference, where there's the person sent his worker to pick up some food, and whether you sell it to him or someone else will sell it to him, the Isser will happen at the same time. It's not making it any more convenient or in any way like that. There, since you're having no impact, Shlomo Zalman says that's less than Misayeya, less than Mechazik, and that will be Mutter. Now, you have some very interesting cases, which seem to be a Machlokes. But the Shevet HaLevi was asked to Shiloh, there was someone who was having a hard time in Shidduchim. And apparently, the Shidduch came up. It worked. The only problem was that the lady made it very clear that she had no intention of covering her hair after she got married. So the question was, among other issues, the question was, is it a problem with Lifnei Iver to get married to such a lady? So the Shevet HaLevi over here says that no. He says, the Yisr Lifnei Iver is, you have a Nazir, and you hand the Nazir a bottle of wine. Handing him a bottle of wine, which he's going to use for an Isr, that's called putting a Michshol in front of him, and that's going to be Asr. In this case, getting married, marriage is allowed about a lot of things. Now, it's true, a lady that's married has a Chiv to cover her hair. And if she doesn't do that Chiv, she's going to be over an Isr. But Zok the Shevet HaLevi, marriage can't be called a Michshol. That's not the focus of what's happening. So even though what will come out is ultimately because she's married, now she'll be over an Isser, that is considered a groma. That's not called Lufnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. And the Shevet HaLevi says that the Isser Lufnei Iver would not apply. Now interestingly, there's a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He's talking about Geirus. He's talking about, he was discussing an issue where people were doing Geirus Shaloi Kedin, where the person who was being makabel, the person who was becoming a Geir, was not being a makabel the mitzvahs, and was clear they were not going to keep the mitzvahs once they went through this geirus. So Shlomo Zalman starts by saying this geirus is not kosher. But then he says, the people who are doing the geirus, even lishitasam, they hold for some reason the geirus will work. Zokar Shlomo Zalman, if the geirus will work, he says, you're being over lifnei iver. Since, he says, what's the difference between handing a bottle of wine to a nazir, or bringing the Nazir, transporting, giving him where he has access to the bottle of wine. Since this guy, before you go through the Geirus, he can do whatever he wants on Shabbos, he's not doing a Nisr. Through your Geirus, now, whenever he turns on a light on Shabbos, he's being over a Nisr. So Zok Rav Shlomo Zalman, the person, the Rav, or the Bezin that's doing the Geirus, is over an Nisr of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. So this, perhaps, it seems to be not like the Shevet HaLevi. You know, even though it's a gram, you're not being putting the mitzvah, but the very fact that you're setting them up, that they're mechuyev in mitzvahs, which they're not going to keep, there Shlomo Zalman holds that is an Isser Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. In truth, there's magnifim mechalik. In the case of the geiros, the whole tachlis of a geiros is to be mechuyev in mitzvahs. So to make them mechuyev in a mitzvah, they're not going to listen, that could be his Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. When it comes to a person that's getting married, it's true. Once you're married, you are mechuyev to cover your hair. But since that's not the tafkid of it, just like we said over a svara from Digros Moshe, that if you're selling something which is primary use is laheter, and it happens to be on the side, the person will use this for isra as well, that's not lifnei iver l'sitei. It's not called a michshol. You're doing whatever it is you're doing, which is heter, and it happens to be it will be abused. So it's very yitachin that you can be mechal like that by geirus, where the whole geirus is mechuyev in mitzvahs, which they're not going to listen to. There, there's an iser lifnei iver l'sitei michshol, as opposed to getting married, which is just one prat. So there, it's not lifnei iver. There, it's just considered a groma that you're indirectly causing the iser to happen. Oh, the Masada Kedushin, yes. The Masada, that's right. Okay. The Shevet HaLevi is not talking about the Masada Kedushin. The Shevet HaLevi is talking about the husband.
But the Rav, who knows that she won't cover her hair?
What?
The Rav.
Again, it's the same thing as the husband.
It's the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. So that we discussed. There was a kpeda among many rabbanim that at least before they would be masada kedushin to sit down with them and teach them and at least get them to go to the mikvah before the marriage so that it's not direct, and also because it could be it's a bracha vatala if they're never going to go. As far as if you know in the future they will not, that was there were chalukei deis. The tzad heter is that they'll be over the issur regardless. So it's not you don't need a rav to be masada the kedushin. You might need edim, but the rav is not needed for the kedushin, and therefore it's not going to be lifnei either. It might be a question of misayeya or machazik, but they're already. You know, there are other svaras that we'll get to. What? It's true. If they won't get enochanami, you know, if they would not get married, if a rav would not be masada the kedushin, that would make a lifnei either. Because in lifnei either, in many of the cases of lifnei either, you're not. The person could do the yisur without you, but he won't. That itself is enough to make lifnei iver deraisa. The heter that it's chad aver denara is not just that he could do it without you; he will do it without you. If you say no, he's just going to lean over and take the bottle of wine himself. But ein hachanami, if a person will not get married, will not be over the yisur nida. If a rov will not marry them off, ein hachanami, then you'll have lifnei iver deraisa. You'll have to deal with the question that maybe they'll find another rov that will do it. But that, as we pointed out, that's the Mishnah Melech. If either way a Yid's going to do it, and so that Rav will be over lifnei iver lisitei michshol, then the Mishnah Melech says it's not a heter. It's only when a goy can do it, a goy will hand him a bottle of wine, where a goy is lifnei iver there, since it can be done without you, there's a heter. Mashengen, if whoever does it is going to be over the Isser, the Rav is going to be a Masada Kedushin, is going to be Jewish, then according to the Mishnah Melech, this is not a heter, the Pnei Moshe argues, but Meikar Hadin, we. It's not needed. Enochanami. We said over from Rav Hirschsprung. He made that argument that it's from Masada Kedushin. At the end of the day, he said the Yisr will be done regardless, and it's not lifnei iver. Now it's very likely it's called mechazik de'ever aver. You're giving a certain chashivas in a temple, but that's a whole different level of lifnei iver or even a direct misayaya. Now, what comes out as far as the tzuras advarim, and I don't mean this as a halachic sense, but what comes out the issur of lifnei iver, when Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, when it was, if you will, a closed community, so there, if a person decides to be over in avera, if no one helps him out, he has no access. There's no one else selling tray for meat. He's surrounded by yidden. There is where you have cases where there's a real lifnei iver d'oraisa. Once Klal Yisrael is in Golos, they're surrounded by goyim or befrat, when people who left the community, left the ghetto, if you will, and now there are goyim around, it becomes much more difficult to really be over lifnei iver d'oraisa, because if you don't provide it to him, there's always a goy. He can always get access to it later and somewhere else. On top of that, once the people who you're dealing with completely left the fold, if you will, they're frying, this is their lifestyle, will also have to deal with Lifnei Darkei Shalom, in Befrat, where in cases where they can get the Yisr anyway, it's not Lifnei Iver D'oraisa, it's a question of Misayeya or Mechazik D'oraisa Avera. So there, when this is the norm, and if you're going to go ahead and start saying, I'll sell to this person and not to that person, you very often run into the issues of Darkei Shalom, which according to some Rishonim is even Mechelech Memkar, and therefore it'll be mutter in many more cases. So today, in the matzav where we are today, it is much less common to have lifnei iver d'oraisa, and even when you're dealing with misayaya, because you're dealing with very often Darkei Shalom, in many cases there will be heterim. They can go elsewhere, they don't need you, it'll happen regardless, and again, it's much harder today to have a real case of lifnei iver. Now, one last important heter of lifnei iver, this is a machlokes, but the Ritva holds lifnei iver the oraisa is only when without your help the yisur will not be done. However, zok the Ritva, if regardless the person's going to be over the yisur, but you're going to help him now be over the yisur twice, he'll do more of the yisur. Zok the Ritva, that is not called lifnei iver. If he is without you, there's no michshol. He's going to walk, he's not going to trip, he's not going to do the Yisra at all. Once he's doing the issa regardless, and it's just a question of degrees or how much, the Ritva says, in most cases, you will not have lifnei iver daraisa. This is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. However, in the tshuvos, this is very often brought down as a sniff, lahakol, and again, as we'll see, this comes up very, very often. Talking about the same measure. So we'll see, we're going to get soon to go through some of the tshuvos, some of the examples of lifnei iver, and this cheshbon is going to come up very often. It's going to be a very important sniff, especially when dealing with someone who's not from. So very often, regardless if he's going to do an iser, your help, your assistance may cause him to do more, but it's rare that without you, he will not be over the iser at all. Now, misayeh, we said that misayeh, helping a person out, is going to be aser, being a mechazik is also going to be aser. There are two cases which are an especially big chiddush. The Rambam writes that a choylekim haganiv, if a person buys something or splits the booty with a ganiv, so he's not a ganiv, he's not going to steal something, but he's very happy to, after it's stolen, to get a good deal, buy it on eBay, and this way he gets a good deal. So the halacha is a choylekim haganiv is also, you're not allowed to buy something if you know that it was stolen. And the Rambam writes, then the Rambam Hilchos Gezeila writes that you're over lifnei iver l'sitein mechshel, because Gemara says like achra ganva el chura ganva, that it's not the mouse that's the ganav, it's the hole. If people wouldn't buy, if there was no fence, if people would not buy things from a ganav, then there'd be no point in stealing. So by being there and being willing to buy something from a ganav, that is what enables a ganav to go ahead and to do his trade. And therefore, you're being goyrim him to do additionally surim, and you're over ister lifnei iver. Now, interesting, the Rambam Hilchos Geneva doesn't go so far. He says you're being mechazik de over avera. You're giving him chizik, you're supporting him, he's making money off the Geneva. The Rambam Hilchos Geneva, Hilchos Gezeila, uses a stronger lashon and says if you help him out, you're actually over lifnei iver lisitei mechshel. So I saw someone of you mechalik, someone would say it's lavdafka. So it was like this. Even when you're going to do it again, this is a tremendous chiddush on lifnei iver. Lifnei iver, the normal case is, there's a nazir. You hand him a bottle of wine, he's going to drink it. In this case, he stole already. He already robbed the jewelry store, now he's trying to pawn the goods. If you don't buy it, he's not going back to the jewelry store, putting it back with a little note, sorry, I stole it. The iser was done already. The issue is that if you buy it, or globally, if no one would buy things from ganavim, then no one would steal. But in this is a tremendous chiddush to call it lifnei iver daraisa, because there's no direct line between you buying this item and whether he's to an iser that's in front of him is going to do again. It's a global idea, so it's a tremendous chiddush that it's lifnei iver. But the Rambam does call in Hilchos Gezeila lifnei iver. So the Rambam in Hilchos Gezeila actually just says you're being mechazik de over avera. In Hilchos Gezeila he says it's lifnei iver. So some are doicho that in Gezeila, when he says lifnei iver, he means if you make a shinoi, because you're like driving the getaway car, you're adding on to the gazelle. Others are mechalik whether it's yish or not. In the case of Geneva, where it's koidim yish, so you buying it doesn't really change anything. That's mechazik de over avera. Now, in Gezeila, they want to learn that it's talking about achar yish. When you buy it, there's now a shinoi rishos, and yish and shinoi rishos, now already the owner loses bailus on it, now he can't get it back anymore, and therefore you're it's lifnei iver because you're actually helping the gazlan, you're completing the gazela, you're helping the gazlan complete the gazela, and that's perhaps why it's lifnei iver. In truth, the Rambam in Hilchos Reteach, really when he says the isser of mechazik de avera avera, says that's lifnei iver lisitei mechshel. But be that as way, it's a tremendous chiddush that even though the isser was done, the fact that through buying it, you're helping him out. Now he'll do future Yisurim. There already, it's lifnei iver. Again, it's not clear it's lifnei iver daraisa, but I'll call upon him the inyan of lifnei iver. It is going to be. Now, in truth, if anyone remembers, when we learned Hilchos Gezeila, we're talking about the idea of chaylikim aganev. We mentioned there's a machoikis, a chaylikim aganev. What happens if the ganev is a goy? Is there an iser of chaylikim aganev? Now, we're in a position to understand this machlokes much better. Because when you're a chaylikim aganev, what are you doing? Is that lifnei iver daraisa? Pashas not. The issue was done already. He stole. What's the issue? The issue is being mechazik or yidei iver avera. You're helping him out. He's making money off the deal. And maybe you're encouraging him to do it in the future. Im Kain, we can understand, because as we spoke out, when we're dealing with an Iver D'Oraisa, an Iver D'Oraisa certainly applies by a Goy as well. However, when it comes to Misayaya, that was a Machloikas. Ramah brought down two Shitas, and it could be there's no Issa Misayaya by a Goy. So if the problem is not Lifnei Iver, the problem is you're being Misayaya or Mechazek the Goy, you're encouraging him to do it in the future, then it's possible Chelukim HaGanev does not, this Isser does not apply by a Goy. Now there is a separate Shmuz, which is not for now, and that is, forgetting about Lifnei Iver, a Chelukim HaGanev, why isn't it Usser? Because you have the stolen goods in your hand. And that again is a tremendous machlokas. It's in Simon Lamadalid, Sif Zayin, machlokas, Rivosh, Atomim, Maktois. There's a lot of raid about when you do or don't say that svara. But at least with respect to the issue of Lifnei Iver, that you're encouraging a Gneva, since it's not Lifnei Iver D'Oraisa, then already we can understand by a Goy it may not apply. And we find a similar concept is we know there's an Isser Arkois. Yid is not allowed to go to court, he has to go to Beis Din. What happens if someone, Shaloi Kedin, files a lawsuit and goes to court? He then asks you to testify. And you know he's right. He's right, he's entitled to the money, but he's dealing with it in the wrong way. He's dealing with it in Arkois. Zogdu Ramah, Shuvus Ramah, Simon Nud Beis, you're not allowed to go to Arkois and testify. Why? Because you're being Misayeh, you do everything. He has no business being in court. By your testifying, you're helping him out. And therefore the Ramah says, stay away. Keep out of it, and don't go to testify. Now, what happens if you're subpoenaed? That's another shmooze. But certainly to volunteer, to go, you shouldn't be helping him, because that is misayeh. Frek the Shar Mishpat, Simon Chavav, he says, I don't understand. What's the Isser Arkois? Being in court. Misayeh normally means you're helping him out, you're making it easier, you're making it more convenient, you're helping him do the Isser, you're handing the nazir the bottle of wine. So he can take it without you, but ultimately you're the one handing him the bottle. In this case, the guy's in court anyway. He's litigating, they're yelling, they're screaming, they're filing motions. Whether you're there or not doesn't add to the Isser at all. What are you doing? Elamai, what are you telling me? Misayaya. You're helping someone who's litigating Shalik by Isser, Shalik Yadin. And if you keep quiet, what's going to happen? The Ganiv is going to win. As you know that the Teveya, the plaintiff, is right. He's really owed the money. If you're quiet, so what are we saying? Don't go testify because you're helping Misayeh D'Oivir Aveira. But if you're quiet, and now this fellow, the Nitzvah, who's denying that he owes the money, is refusing to pay, he's going to get away with it. And he's going to be the Ganav. So Zog the Shar Mishpat to go, he says, to go ahead and to say that don't testify because you're going to help, because you're being Sayeh, the Teveya, he said by keeping quiet, you're helping the Nitzvah. So therefore, Zogt, the Shari Mishpat, you don't say that the Shari Mishpat argues in the Ramah and says, you have to go ahead and testify. He says, maybe we should make a gzera. Don't testify, because if we make a gzera that no one will testify, then people will eventually realize it's not kedai to go to court. He said, because of such a gzera that future Isurim will happen, tikkun olam, we're not going to tell someone to be oivel l'samen al dam reyacha. And if right now you know the plaintiff is right and the nitva is withholding money, Shaloi Kedin, he says you have a chiv to go ahead and testify, and Itaka argues in the Ramah. Now, Roiv Poiskim, Paskim like the Ramah, the Erech Shai, the Mrebina, the Erech Mishpat, and they say svaras along the lines that you're saying, and basically like this. The Teveya has a very simple option. Go to Beis Din. If he decides to go to court, so going to court is Asur, and if no one testifies, it won't be effective. What's his eight? His eight is he should go to Beis Din in the first place. There's no leisamen al dam reyecha. You're being helping the nitzvah by not coming to testify, when the Teveya has a very simple way, which is what he should be doing, which is go to Beis Din to make the tefiyah there. If he chooses not to, he chooses to go to a venue which is shaloi kedin, so enachanami, you won't testify, and he may end up losing because he did something shaloi kedin. But a kolpan, we see again in this Ramah, that we have this concept of misayaya, even though there's no greater or lesser isser of arkoitz, whether you win the case or lose the case. But simply helping someone while he's being over an isser, that again is going to be an isser misayaya, over avera, and you shouldn't be helping because you're being mechazik the person, and because you'll be encouraging people to be over the isser again in the future. So even though, again, there's no direct line, but simply because by helping out and testifying, now it'll be more appealing for people to go to court and be over this arkois in the future. We tell you it's usur, and you're not supposed to help out. So again, what we see from over here is, even though there's no direct lifnei iver, the fact that this is going to encourage other people to do isurim in the future, that itself is included, if not lifnei iver d'oraisa, at least in mesayei and mechazik yedei oivrei avera. And this leads us to the Gemara in Bava Kamma that deals with a similar type of shaila. The Gemara talks about a person who had a field. Now in this field, there was some arlo, there was some netta ravoi, kerem ravoi. There were some fruits that were awesome. So the Gemara says that during Shemitah, there was an obligation to go ahead and to mark off your field what is arlo, what's netta ravoi, what's mutter to eat and what's aser to eat. And the reason is very simple. During Shemitah, the fields are hefker. People are allowed to come in and eat whatever fruits they want. So you have to mark it clearly so people know what they could eat and what they cannot eat. Zakh the Gemara, this is only during Shemitah. However, during the rest of the year, you do not have to mark off your fruits, what's usr and what's mutter. People are going to come in anyway. It seems it was common practice. People got hungry. They're traveling along the fields. They got hungry, so they walked into the field and they took an apple. They helped themselves to some fruits. So l'chari, you should warn them that this fruit is going to be asr. On that, the Gemara says no. If the person is going to go ahead and be over an isr, he's a gazlan, he's going to take fruit shaloi kedin, you have no obligation to protect him from being over additionally sur. On that, we say how he take over rosh v'yamos, let him eat it and die. Who asked him to be a ganav? You're a ganav, you're stealing. So if you know you may end up eating arla or netta ravoi. That's a risk that you're taking. And there's no chiyuv on a person to go ahead and protect ganovim or balei avera from, instead of being over one iser, to being over a second iser.
If
you have workers that are allowed to eat, you have a chiyuv to let them know what's arlo, what is and what isn't. But if people are coming shaloi kedin, you don't have an obligation to proactively protect them from being over additionally surah. Now, if we want to go back when we discuss the halachos of Maika and Bar, so the case that we started off with was a more famous or an infamous case where there were a couple of kids broke into their school. They're on the roof trying to steal some floodlights. And one of them, it was a rainy day, one of them stepped on a skylight and fell through, was paralyzed for life. So he sued the school for negligence. Now how are you talking? How dare you have an unsafe skylight where any ganiv that's on the roof can fall in and get hurt? So in that case, they actually settled for the equivalent of about $1 million. So we discussed then Hilchos Maika, Hilchos Bar. But coming around full circle, the idea of how we tell over Rosh HaVyomos tells us that if the only people on the roof are ganovim, you don't have to do anything or go out of your way to mark off dangerous areas so that a ganov shouldn't get hurt. The same way you don't have to mark off the arla, that if he eats it, he'll be over an isser because who asked him to steal in the first place? If he's going to be on the roof, shaloi kedin, and there's a hazard, you don't have to be worried about it and go do things. Adarabha, we say how we tell over Rosh HaVyomos. Okay, so now we're shifting the question a little bit. You know, Halitzel Varasha, until now the cases were all, there's Arla. You didn't plant a minefield. Arla grows. So the question is, do I have a proactive obligation to mark it off that nobody should come in? There's a skylight, it happens to be dangerous, do I have to mark it off? What happens if I want to do something, be a dayim, to go ahead and trap the person? The famous case is, there was a farmer who noticed that every night someone was coming in and helping himself to some watermelon. He had enough. He was very annoyed. So one day he hangs up a little sign saying, "I've poisoned one of my watermelons. Eat at your own peril." Next day he comes in and looks at his field. He sees, Baruch Hashem, no watermelons are missing. But he notices there's a second sign. He goes and looks at it and sees right next to his sign, the guy that put a sign. I too have poisoned one of the watermelons, so we can either cooperate or everything rots. So although we find the concept of Halateo Rosh Yomus means passive, you don't have a proactive obligation, you don't see anywhere there's a chiv that you're allowed to go ahead and set a trap to kill someone who breaks into your house. Now, I don't know what Isser it'll be, because who asked him to come in? And Besar, you can argue, perhaps, that, you know, it's private property, he's not allowed to be here, and if he comes, you know, that's on his hazard. But I don't have a riot either way, because the cases of Halateo Rosh are all passive. You know, Adra, but there is, I think the Rudvaz says that you should not be, you know, be Madar Hano or make a Chayrim or something on something that you know will be stolen because you're going to be Machshel the Ganav. So he seems to hold that in a case where you're proactively doing something to trap the Ganav, there already it seems a Svar of Halateo Rosh of Yomus doesn't apply, and it seems like that would be Aser. Now, this Svar of Halateo Rosh V'Yomus is actually brought down a number of fascinating tshuvas. The Tzitz Eliezer and the Shevet Halevi both want to know what happens if a person is walking on Shabbos, walking home from shul, and Nebuch Ephraim stops by and asks for directions. Should you give him directions or not? Now, the assumption in the tshuva is what? He's driving. Driving. Yeah, he drives by, rolls down. So the assumption in the tshuva over there was that if no one gives him directions, then he'll stop driving on Shabbos. Now today, I don't think that assumption will hold true, but you know, people. But if you work with that assumption, so then they deal with the chayr. It's lefneiver. Giving him directions, if no one were given directions, Pasha wouldn't be able to drive. Now they're given directions, he will drive places. It's a question of lefneiver. Now on that, Charles, what about the other way? If you give him directions, you tell him, okay, it's right down the block. He's going to drive down the block and stop. And zehu. On the other hand, if you don't give him directions, he's going to start circling around, asking everyone for directions. He's going to drive a lot more. So in that case, perhaps Fakir, perhaps you should be Dafka, give him directions, so as not to cause him to be circling around and around and be over many more Yisurim. On that, Zakhtar Tzitzel, yes, there's nothing doing. To help him out, you're being lefneiver, or mechazik, mseyeh, oiv de'aveira, that's awesome. If you don't help him be oiver, more Yisurim, halateo v'rosh v'yomos, who asked him to drive? If he on his own decides to drive, that's not my achrayas. I don't have to go ahead and now be oiver, be mechazik, the oiver aveira, in order so that he shouldn't do more. And there he says there's no obligation to go ahead and to help him, just to prevent him, to help him to get to the place quicker so he's not oiver Yisurim. No. He's driving. He's being over the Yisr. The question is, I have a way to minimize his Yisr. But the way I can minimize him, I'm being mechazik him. I'm being misayeya him. Now, it's not lifnei iver because he's driving without me, but I'm being mechazik him. So Zagli Tzitz Eliezer, you're not supposed to be mechazik de over aveira. If you're not mechazik him, he'll go ahead and do more Yisurim. That's not your business. That's how the tale of Rosh V'Yomus. They're never going to ask you for directions. This is, what can I tell you? The tshuva is dated. But if they do ask you for some reason, then even though if you say no, they're going to go put it into ways. But that's halateo v'rosh v'yomos. You don't have to be you don't have to worry when he's doing it on his own anyway, and you're not stopping him. So this is one case where you're giving directions, where we have the idea of halateo v'rosh v'yomos. You shouldn't get involved. Let him do whatever he does, he does. So that goes into the Chiyuv Teichacha. In general, there is a Chiyuv Teichacha. Michal Shalat and Farhesia was going to see the Bir Halacha says a Mumur Lahachis there's no Chiyuv Teichacha. So, but that's the next series of Shmuzin when there's a Chiyuv Teichacha and not. Now, another case, this is a fascinating shuva from the Kinyan Torah B'Halacha, discusses a case where someone checked Shatnas and a woman brought in clothing that wasn't Snias. Do you go ahead and check it for Shatnas or not? Zak the Kinyan Torah B'Halacha, the same cheshbon. He says either way she's being over, she's wearing begadim which are not tznuim. But you going, he says, Adarabba, if what's the difference? The difference whether she be over is just wearing something which is not tznius, or not tznius and also shatnius as well. This is doim to the Gemara in Bava Kama. And he says, Halateo v'rosh v'yomos. Once either way she's being over this, you're not being separate, stopping her from doing Yisurim. You're just, if anything, stopping from one Yisur. She'll buy another beggar that doesn't see us. There he says, there's no chiv to do it. And Adarabah, once there's no chiv, because of Halitei over Rosh HaViyamos, he says helping him out is called, consider being mechazik de Aver Avera. And he says, Adarabah, you shouldn't do it. And by a Rav saying it's okay and checking it and saying, putting in the Shatnis free label into a beggar, which is also to wear, Adarabah, he says, is giving a shtempel to the Isser. Correct. In the case in Bava Kama, if you mark off the Arla, you're also preventing two Isurim. He's a ganev, but now he won't steal Arla. He'll only steal Chulin. Nevertheless, if either way he's going to be a ganev, there we say, Aluteo v'rosh of Yomis. There's no chiv to prevent someone who's doing being over one Isur from limiting him to one and not being over a separate Isur. Aluteo v'rosh of Yomis. Oh, so very good. Now, so if you remember, circling back to, I think, what came up in the first year, we discussed by Rikos that many poskim said that there's an Isser Misayaya. Helping someone being over an Isser, that if he doesn't need you, it's not the Fneva Daraisa, but it's Misayaya Darabana. What happens if a person's about to be over one Isser, an Isser Chomer, and you can go ahead and swap it, where now we'll be over a smaller Isser? So there we said, according to many poskim, that's not called Misayaya. Because the issue is Lifnivo Lisite Mikshal, putting a Mikshal, where he's walking and you're the one that's causing him to trip. If either way he has the Mikshal, and you're just like we said, if you have there's a bar of 10 Tvachim and you're making it to a bar of 6 Tvachim. You're making it, that's not called putting a Mikshal in front of him, that's called saving him. And there, by Misayaya, many said, if you're minimizing the Isser, that's okay. Oh, so Enachanami. According to those Paiskim, this halacha would not necessarily be true. It was in a case where we're dealing not with Neva Daraisa, we're dealing with Misaya Darabanon, and you're able to minimize the Yisr, that will not be called Misaya. Now, like this. Enachanami, if you want to know, is there a chiv to do that? If someone's about to eat tarfus, and you have a way to slip him food that's less osir, how Tev Rosh of Yomis tells you don't have a chiyuv to do that. You want to let him eat the tarfus, let him eat the tarfus. You want to be over the Isser Chamur, you're allowed to let him do it. There's no chiyuv, there's no afrushi, there's no, you don't have to get involved. However, if you do want to get involved, when you're dealing with Misayaya, according to many Paiskim, if by your involvement you're knocking it down from Isser Chomer to an Isser Kal, there many Paiskim say that's not called Misayaya de'over Avera, because you're not putting a mixture, you're minimizing the Avera. So although there's no chiv to do so, according to many poiskim, you would not be over the Isser of Mechazik Yedei Aveira if you go ahead and do that. This King Tari Bar Locha is Taka arguing on all of those other poiskim. What? Oh, okay, Enachanami. If it's in a hotel of a Rosh V'yamos, if he's a Shoigig, or if he has a din of a Shoigig or an Oinus, Enachanami, then this halacha won't apply. But in a case where he has a din of a Rosh, so there, Halitei over Rosh says there's never a proactive obligation to minimize the Isser once either way is being over. However, whether it's Usser to do so, whether it's called Mechazik or Misayaya, there most places can say that if you're minimizing the Isser, that's not called a Mikshal, that's called helping, and therefore if you want to do it, you have the right to do it. And therefore checking for Shinus would certainly be included. Since you are minimizing the Isser that's being done, that would not be called, according to most places, being Mechazik, and that would be okay. Enochanami. What he says like this. He says, if it's something, if his case was, you know, ladies wearing pants or something, which is be'etzem, he says, the point is they're too small or something like that, maybe they'll be beggared underneath, and maybe it's for someone small. If there's any tzad that can be used be'etzer, enochanami. Then not necessarily choshish. But if it's something which inherently is going to be aser, that's his case, and there he says the rav shouldn't check. So again, this is another example of Halitei over Rosh of Yomos. If either way the Isser is going to be done, it's just a question of the degree. You don't have an obligation to minimize it. Whether you're allowed to is a machloikis, but if you're minimizing the Isser and it's not lifting the Daraisa, according to many places, you do have the right to. Now, the last case of Halitei over Rosh, this is actually a fascinating case. Every time a person has a din Torah, you have a fight with someone, he owes you money. He's a liar. He's a ganev, he's denying it. Now, unfortunately, you don't have any witnesses, but if you bring him to Bezdin will be mechayiv him to make a shvuah. What's the halacha if you know good and well when he comes to Beis Din, he is going to lie through his teeth. He'll pick up a Sefer Torah and he'll swear falsely he doesn't owe you a don. Are you allowed to ask him to make a shavur or not? He's going ahead through your tzvias mamun. You are being causing him to be over the iser of shavur sheker. So perhaps that would be aser. So here the poskim all say that there's no iser, and they use different svaras. One of the svaras that they say is that the iver lisitei mikshel is always there's an iver walking down the street. I put a stumbling block in front of him. I have no right to put a stumbling block to trip this iver. This is the opposite case. This person owes me money. I have the right to ask for it. If I'm doing something that I have a schus to do, and a rasha says, if you do what you're allowed, I'm going to go ahead and be over an issa. I don't have to give away, or I don't have to not do what I'm entitled to do because someone's going to be over an issa because of that. Someone comes to you and says, if you don't give me $100, I'm going to be chal Shabbos. Do you have a chiv to hand over the money? No. That person can't blackmail you and say, just because he decides to be a rasha, it's not my achrayus. So here too as well, I have the right to ask for the money I'm owed. If he's going to go ahead, and because he's a bal aveira, he's going to be a nizbal l'sheker, that's not lifnei v'lisitei mechshel. That I'm just doing what I have the schus to do. It's not my achrayus if he goes ahead and ends up doing an iser. That's called a groma. That's not called directly my action. On top of that, the Ritva says, if you want to be firm about this, you want to be machmer. He says, you can't, because if you go ahead, if it becomes known already that people are not going to be mashbia you because they're afraid of lifnei v'lisitei mechshel, what's going to be? A free for all. Now everyone can steal with no recourse. They won't get caught because no one is going to bring them to Beis Din and force them to make a shvur. So adrabah, you're going to be goyrim, ultimately greater, more isurim being done, and therefore he says this is a chumrah that a person should not take on because it's just going to be goyrim bad things. This is doyma to being mechazgid being chaylik and maganev. Again, it's not as extreme, but it's not a good idea. Lastly, shvur is a halacha. The Torah said a ganev, or someone's accused of being ganav, has to make a shvuah, depending on the case. So in this case, you're not putting the mikshel. If you think this is a mikshel, blame the Rabbi Yishalim. This is the halacha. When there's a tfiyas mamon, or a kai for a kol, whatever the case is, there's a chiyah shvuah. Since that's the halacha, the fact that that halacha may be abused, or the fact that a bal aveir will do the wrong thing because of that halacha, that's not your achrayus. You can't say that making a tefillah or what the halacha of a shvuah is lifnei iver per se, and therefore Mutzim Leish says there's no reason to refrain to not to do it because of this possible chashash. Now at this point, we've Baruch Hashem, I think, finished all of the yesoidis in lifnei iver. The next week or two, will, for anyone who made it this far, Baruch Hashem, just go through some of the tshuvos, some of the practical examples that come up, and see how all these yesoidos fit and translate into halacha l'maisa.